Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to Full Time Reds. It's me, Chris Bragg. It's my partner in crime, Kev. It finished Fulham 2, Liverpool 2. And let's be honest, Kev, Liverpool were absolute dog shit for that game. I can't put it a nicer way. I thought Liverpool were crap.
There's no dressing that up. That was as poor as what we're going to get for a performance from us for a long time. I haven't seen us that passive in a first half. And it was just poor, you know, not from start to finish, because there was some good parts in it, but the first 45-50 minutes,
oops, excuse me,
yeah, that's all right. But you know, the first 45 minutes, the first half, we just stood off them, let them play. The end, you give a side who's even the side coming up from the Championship, brimming with confidence. At home, first day of the season, they'd have been revved up for this game. And you let them play, and they'll play. And we opened the door for them, and it was a floodgate. They just walked straight through it. It was as bad a first half performance I've seen for a long time.
Okay, dokie. Just give everyone a heads up, because I'm getting a warning on our stream, I think. It's not letting the show the comment up for some reason, Kev. So I've got the comment up on my phone.
Okay.
I don't know why, for some reason, it's not liking us doing it. So you keep talking. If I can work out a way of getting it done, I will do.
Okay. Well, you got the comments up on another screen, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not seeing anything either. So I was wondering if... But look, I mean, we start off at the start. The lineups came out. And look, we picked the lineup last night, and it was as we thought it would be. How did you feel with the lineups, the way they came out? Were you disappointed, happy, comfortable? Which way were you?
I was fine with the lineup. It's fine. I mean, a lot of people are white after the events. You're not this like, oh, we're too predictable and everyone knows what we're going to play. In a nice possible way, everyone knows how City are going to play. So I was fine with the lineup. I thought the lineup was fine. I thought, do what we did against City, you know, try and run them ragged for a good 45 minutes, and then you give Darwin a chance. But we were so lackadaisical on the ball, and that's everyone. And we'll talk about the comments in a minute, before we talk about, oh, we need to sign a midfielder, we need to do this, we need to do that. That today was nothing to do with signing a midfielder or signing a forward. That was attitude. And that was Liverpool were too laid back, sloppy passes. Van Dijk, Matip, passing was horrendous. Both fullbacks, passing wasn't great. Fabinho, that's the worst game I've seen him play for a while. You know, he just wasn't following runners, really sloppy. Thiago kept kicking out of play. Henderson looked a bit lost because I don't know if he was going forward, going backwards. And because of that, the three lads just didn't get involved. So, yeah, if I'm
Morgan,
honest...
Morgan didn't get a kick in that first half.
When Fulham took the lead, I was a bit like, that's been coming all game.
Yeah.
It'd been coming all game, thinking, at some point, Fulham got to score because... We just keep giving them opportunities. Now, literally, Alisson actually doesn't get work that much the whole game, but they got themselves into dangerous opportunities where they're a bit more switched on. They probably could have took a lead sooner or better. So, yeah. I'll be honest. I'll let you talk through the goal. I've seen a few saying Trent should do a bit better. Maybe should try and block him off, but it's a very classic number nine goal, which is you pull onto the smaller fullback and power through him on a run. And I'll be honest, I can see Darwin Nunez scoring quite a few goals like that. Crouch used to score loads of goals for us doing that. That's kind of the archetypal number nine goal. Shearer scored tons doing that way.
Yeah, it was one of those goals that once you allow Mitrovic to get a run on you, then he's going to jump over pretty much most players. You know, yeah, Trent really should do better because he knows it's coming. He can stop. He can jump earlier. You don't have to win the ball. You have to stop him winning the ball. So if he jumps that bit earlier, then, you know, he stops Mitrovic straight away. And all it is his body position was wrong. He was looking at the ball. He didn't know where Mitrovic was coming from. And once Mitrovic got his hand on his shoulder, and that was it. He was out from there. He was out of it. It was a good header. I seen someone make a comment that Alisson should do better. It's from a yard. You know what I mean? It was a really good cross They deserve the lead. They deserve the goal. They were in charge. They were threatening that for a while. And once they got one up, it was a case of try and get back into it some way, shape, or form. I mean, Robertson couldn't really get out to him to block the cross, put in an effort, fair enough. But look, Mitrovic is going to do that. If you provide him service, he's going to score goals. And he's never been more confident as a striker coming off on the back of a 43-goal season. So he's going to do what he does. And if Trent doesn't get up that fraction early, there's nothing he can do.
John has put the comment up. Trent's lack of awareness at the back post is the problem. Vinicius in the Champions League final and Jesus at City, it's a theme. You can say it's a theme. And the only thing I would say is, who's stopping the cross? No one's stopping the cross. In Champions League final, three people can stop the cross. They don't. No one stops the cross. Robertson isn't out to stop the cross. So we could single Trent out for certain things, but I think a lot of players go with it. I'll be honest. I think Van Dijk and Matip, from what I've seen in the comments so far and what I've seen on social media, are getting off very, very lightly because I think both of them had poor, poor games. Redman says FSG needs to spend some money. I'll be honest. I'm bored of the FSG spend some money conversation now. If you don't like the transfer policy, there's one man you need to look at, and that is Jurgen Klopp. I've got to the point with Jurgen Klopp going, if you've extended twice for Liverpool, you know the transfer policy. You know what money is available. You know what you're given. So if we're not bringing people in, Klopp's happy with that. So if we don't like it and people aren't happy with it, sound that I'm all, I can agree why people aren't happy. Direct your anger at the manager then, because he's the one who is happy to go with this, you know, and he's not. So there's one or two things. Either Klopp's a very stupid man and keeps getting told by FSG, got loads of money. And then when he signs a contract, they go, I haven't really. I don't think he's a stupid man. I also don't think he's a yes man. I think he buys into the way FSG work and he's happy to work with it. So if we don't sign anyone in the window, it's just as much on Klopp than it is on FSG because, you know, he's saying he's happy with it. So, you know, leave it with him. You know, listen, yeah. You get to the point now where you're going, Thiago's gone off with a hamstring injury. I mean, look, Keita should be back next week because it was only an illness because he was actually training yesterday. So I think they just decided not to take the risk with him.
Yeah.
So you're at that point where you go in, a few players I think we'll be back for next week or so. But yeah, it's not great. Nine players are injured. But
for me,
well to the goal.
We reacted well to going down, I suppose. But Diaz had the offside goal.
Nice finish, but even
Matt. It was a nice finish, but he was a country mile. Bobby needed to release that first time. It was still a nice finish, but he went on then and he rattled the crossbar just before halftime. And at times he looked lively. The challenge from Kenny Tete on Diaz was a lucky boy there. You know,
any higher he's off.
Yeah, it was one of the. If he'd made contact, you know, if he'd made first leg contact, then that's a shocker, like, you know. But, you know, he got up, he kept going. The only thing I wish he'd have done more was isolate Tete once he got the booking. But I think it was a case he was almost playing to instruction, playing inside, and Fulham wanted him playing in there. They didn't mind him inside because they had the numbers. you know, it was he got his chance, really. It was a typical, almost a Sadio Mane type of chance. Sadio's used to loving those chances where you'd isolate the player, go inside or outside and get a shot away. And it was a really good effort. He did well to even get it on target, let alone anything else, but it hit a crossbar, went out, got to half time, and it was like someone needs to put a rocket up these, because, you know, whether it was the case, the only thing I said at half time, I thought, if it's complacency, if this is just complacency that you're in, if there's an entitlement, you know, you're turning up against the promoted side and you're entitled to something, you know, we'll just steamroll them because we're Liverpool. That's the old attitude that we used to see a lot years ago. And you can't do that. And at halftime, there was a good argument to make changes then. You know, they come out for the first 5 minutes after halftime and they were sloppy again. Fulham were intense. They were at it. They were pressuring. They wouldn't allow, you know, everything that you want your side to do, they were doing to us. You know, they wouldn't let you settle on the ball. The pressing was good. It was organised. And it's telling that it was organised because they spent 46 games in the Championship doing that to sides last year. And the bulk of the side that was in the Championship started today. So they knew the triggers. They knew when people went and they knew how to work together. And they know each other's runs. Then the worst thing next coming up,
I can see is John O's put, Hendo and Bobby look like they're in decline. If I'll be honest, if anyone looked like they're in decline today, was Fabinho. Oh, God, he looked like he was running a treacle today.
Yeah,
he couldn't pass 2 yards.
He was bad.
I know everyone likes to bash Henderson and people think I protect him, but I thought all three of the midfields didn't play well. I thought Henderson looked better once we took Thiago and Fabinho off. I mean, look, the second half didn't start well at all. We were pretty much piss poor when the second half started.
Yeah.
The thing that changed, it was the subs. One was enforced because Thiago looks like he's picked up a hamstring knock. The hope is they've caught it early and it's more of a niggle than a full pull.
Yeah.
So they brought on Elliot, moved to Henderson to the six, and Darwin Nunes went up front for Firmino, who was isolated, did do a lot. And I think we needed something in behind. We didn't need a drop deep option this time. We needed them behind. I think started to improve a little bit, but then I actually think this is why you put a James Milner on. And people ask why are we still playing James Milner? Is he got a few players rattled, and I mean in Liverpool's team to kick up the arse. This is the standard, and it created space for Henderson. And then Mo came alive then because then he was wider right. He was getting involved.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Nunes, goal. You know, he tried it 10 minutes earlier. I was raging, thinking just slot it. And then did his little flick. Yeah. It went in. It was good. You know, he just gave something different. And him and Mo seem to have a bit of an early link-up partnership, which I quite like, actually. So,
yeah, I'll be honest with you, mate. Once he came on, he was our best player.
John, I can see your comments. I don't agree with you. You're saying he's been off it for a while. If Henderson's been off it for a while, then I don't know why he played the most games last season then. Because to be honest, if we're all saying it's that obvious, then why is Klopp picking him? Because he's got enough options to pick someone else. So we can all be frustrated, but I can't be asked with the same two or three players always getting blamed when the likes of Van Dijk, Matip, Thiago, Fabinho, Diaz, to a large extent Firmino, were all substandard and were nowhere near the level. But they never get called out when they are substandard. And there have been more than one occasions when that's happened. So you've got to keep it balanced. Don't just keep picking the same scapegoats. There's a reason why there are other people there. Sorry, Kev.
No. You're right.
It's picking the same two players.
It's fair.
It's not like it was just Henderson. If he took Henderson off, it was better. Because that was the issue. Klopp would have whipped him off and left Fabinho off. There's a reason he took Fabinho off.
Yeah, Fabinho was exceptionally poor today. And there's no getting away from that. Look, from 1 to 11 in that first half, you could have hooked any of them, you know, yeah, in all fairness. You really could. So when Darwin came on, he was different. I mean, people might have been expecting Fulham to be the park the bus side. You know, we'll dominate the ball in their half, and Bobby drop in and link the play. Maybe that's what Klopp expected. They were far from it. They played a high line. They compressed the game. And what we needed from the start was the one in behind. You know, that goes back to what I was saying about playing sides when they first get promoted. You don't know what you're going to get. And six games into the season, we'll probably see a different Fulham. But on today's performance, if they stick like that for the season, they'll be an exciting watch. But when Darwin came on, look, he offered a threat. He was every time the ball went up to him, something happened. And he looked like he could take the ball. He created havoc. And the first chance he had, his keeper saved it. Second one went in. And at 1-1, you're thinking, yeah.
You think Liverpool kick on?
I was confident. I was
expecting a kick on. And
more importantly, I couldn't see what Fulham, because Fulham were in decline. Mm. Their legs were going, the confidence was starting to drift. They were dropping deeper and deeper. We were getting more players, our creative players, on the ball. And we were starting to dominate the game at 1-1. And you're just thinking, okay, we're good now. We'll go again. We'll just kick on.
And then Matip, suicide pass again. Mitrovic is straight through. And I've seen a lot of it talk about it. It's a penalty.
Yeah, it's a penalty.
We need to stop all this. Oh, it's a bit of a soft penalty, softest pen I've ever seen. That's a standard penalty. It rolls reversed. That's Mo Salah, it's not given. We're all raging going, it's a conspiracy against Liverpool. Why are you not giving it? It's a stupid tackle by Van Dijk, because to be honest, he doesn't need to do that. Mitrovic's done him. But Van Dijk, again, it sort of summed his game up. It was just laziness and dangling a leg out, which he doesn't normally do. He normally stays tight and normally forces the player out. So I had no issue with the penalty. Well, I had the issue that we conceded the penalty. I don't like conceding penalties, but as in, like, I didn't look at it and go, that's a shock. It kind of went, it's a penalty. You know, what can you do? Alisson gets close to it, but it's a good pen.
The power beats him.
And let's be honest, Kev, I kind of thought that was the game done for us, because I thought we toiled just to get to 1-1. So 2-1 down, I kind of thought pretty much the game's vanished. Some would say. IP vanished. There we go. There's me link. Let's get this. So just so you know, guys, did you know that browsing online using incognito mode does not actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you may as well just give all your personal details to hackers, marketing, and any other undesirable that you don't want. So what IP vanish is, it's a VPN, which makes it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP vanish helps you safely browse the internet and by being 100% encrypted. So basically means all your private details, passwords, communications, browser history, and more are completely hidden from the wrong hands. Even your physical location is hidden, so you're basically invisible on the internet. You can use IP Vanish without sacrificing speed, so you can use it on computers, tablets, phones, and even on Fire Sticks. You do it whether you're at home or out in the public, and you don't have to go online anymore without worrying about things. So IP Vanish are giving you guys 70% off their yearly plan and a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're basically getting 9 months for free. So all you need to do with IP Vanish is quite simple. Is tap one button and you're instantly protected and you don't even know it's on. So stop sharing what you're doing on the internet with everybody. So if you want the details, you go to ipvanish.com/daytrippers to claim your 70% worth of discounts. And these guys are rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So 2-1 down, you're thinking, well, I message you saying, fuck's sake, it took ages to get us to 1-1. But again, bit of a mix-up, but between Darwin and Mo, it comes back, and Mo now six games running.
Yeah.
He scored, and he's now equaled Shearer and Lampard's record for most goals in the opening games of the season. I think he's got eight now. So, you know, that's the reason I had confidence that we might get back. I think it was Mo always scores in the opening game. But even at 2-2, you're thinking, we're going to see one last charge in it. And it was just quite limp.
Yeah,
the Henderson chance was, look, if it'd gone in, it'd have been a worldie, and to be honest, it would have been a proper, we've got away with it here. But you can't be going to the 94th minute still hoping for a bit of a miracle. You know, we just didn't do enough, did we?
No, we didn't. I mean, Henderson improved when he went into the six. We improved with the subs. Harvey coming on allowed Mo to play wider, as you said. But it was Darwin created havoc. And every time the ball came to him, they panicked.
Yeah, we had runners. We were too compact, if anything. Yeah. And look, that midfield of Henderson, Thiago, Fabinho normally plays actually pretty well. And I think our win record with them is pretty high. I mean, that's only
Well against City last week and no one was complaining. Yeah,
so. I think we've only lost two games when we start Fabinho and Thiago together. And I think we've only drawn, I think it's like the fourth draw. So it's a midfield that works, you know. And let's be honest, people say it's predictable, we know what it's going to do. But I tell you one thing, I can tell you how City are going to play tomorrow, and I can tell you what their lineup's going to be, because we all kind of know it. Knowing how City's going to play is fine, it's just knowing you can stop them. And I think today was more to do with Liverpool's lack of intensity than... Well,
our press was non-existent. We couldn't win the ball back high enough. Fulham were giving us the chances by playing the high line that they did. And our biggest problem was in midfield, and to an extent the centre-backs, couldn't win the ball back high enough to be able to turn it over and get at them and isolate their defenders. Although Robertson for them played well. There were two or three players for them that played really well. That João Patinha or...
Yeah, the ex-United player, he played well.
No, that was Pereira. The other one was the one they got from Sporting Lisbon. I think they paid 17 million for him.
Yeah.
And he was playing in the six and he was aggressive. He was everything that Fabinho normally does and wasn't. Yeah. You know, he was aggressive. He was in the tackle. And the one thing from watching last night's game and then watching today's game, refs are going to let fouls go. They're going to let the games flow a lot more, and niggly fouls that you'd have got last year and the year before, you might not get for a while until someone gets a serious injury.
Yeah,
then they'll just revert back to refereeing.
The fouls, I'll be honest, the fouls or ones they were letting go, I was all right with, because none of them were like horrific. Even the Henderson one, where he stands on his foot.
Yeah,
they're the sort of ones that when they're given against, you, you're like, oh well, come on, it's like
there was nothing in that.
Red Rebel says we missed Canati's physicality and pace today. Yeah, he's going to be a huge miss for the next 6 to 8 years. Yeah, I've seen a few saying apparently Klopp said the attitude wasn't right. And so saying how does that happen? Everyone's human. Do you know what I mean? And you can prepare and prepare and prepare. And I'll be fair with Liverpool's attitude in games. It's very rare it happens. So when it does, it's a bit of an eyesore. And a few are saying the same people are saying to me that we need to sign a midfielder are now saying, there's nothing wrong with the midfield, it's just a reliability. Make your mind up, it's one or the other. You can't have both, do you know what I mean?
Look, I get where they're coming from, because...
I'd like one more, but...
But Thiago is going to pick up knocks. This hamstring on, I think it was his left foot, his left leg, he's felt that before. It isn't new. It's going to be a recurrence of a similar problem, and... He's one of these players through a season. He needs to be managed through the season. The bright side of what I saw when Elliot came on is
he
was bright and he was busy and he was okay. He was fine. To me, though, Darwin looks like the player who made himself undroppable by the havoc that he created in the final third. No matter which way we went, if we would decide to go long or if you wanted him to occupy centre-backs to bring others into play. I mean, Bobby, I love the guy. And I had absolutely no problem with the starting 11. I was absolutely fine with him starting. But Darwin offers you that threat of going in behind. And he's offers you that goal threat, which Bobby doesn't. So, I mean, going forward, he's just basically put his hand up and said, look, that's my shirt. That's my spot.
Yeah.
And
I think so. That's what
I demand to be started.
A few are saying if you keep letting those fouls go, you end up with Harvey out with the lead.
Yeah, you do.
It's the balance, which was they were letting niggly ones go, which I think is fine. But anything that was slightly over aggressive, like the Tete one, or like there's a couple of Liverpool ones that were a little bit more aggressive, they still clamp down the ones where you go, you know, when you look at, oh, that's a foul, it's a foul. little niggly ones, like the odd little clip here, little clip. Yeah. A little clip doesn't lead to a two-footer.
No, but what it does do is it leads to more aggressive tackles throughout the game. And eventually something will happen in some game somewhere where someone goes way over the top because the referees allowed it to flow.
The way you flick it, when they're niggly and they pull everything up.
Yeah.
Which I was happy. You still see dickhead tackles like that because then players get frustrated and they fly in. So it's not an exact science like everyone thinks it is.
Look, today's just the most fucking frustrating thing.
It's so annoying.
We know these draws can really come back and bite you. They really can.
And listen, draws are fine because you are going to draw games for the season. You're not going to go a season undefeated. It's silly draws against sides that you know you should be in. Look, if we drew away at Stamford Bridge, or drew away at the Etihad, or drew away at Tottenham, I'm not really that.
I don't mind really drawing the game if you play well.
That's unlucky.
You're going to come up against a keeper who has Lev Yashin day. It happens. But when you play bad and you scrape a draw, that mounts the frustration and it boils me because we know how good they can be. We know the demands that is going to be there this season where, you know, draws are losses. You know, they're 2 points dropped. And
because ultimately,
you can't
you're already giving City a 2 point.
Yeah.
Because look, we I know we both said a draw last night, but realistically, everyone expects City to beat West Ham tomorrow. Yeah. City tend to do that. That's what they do. But then you're already giving them the 2 point head start. So you're already playing catch up. You kind of just don't want to give them too much hope early on. So the only pleasing thing is, as shite as we were, at least we managed to not lose the game. And literally, the only 2 points I can give is we didn't lose, just about. And I actually thought the subs that came on all made a positive impact. I thought Milner gave us a bit more intensity, which got Henderson in the six, which gave him more options to spread it wide. It livened Mo up. Elliot, I thought, linked well, you know, got involved in the attack. And Carvalho, his little cameo, did well. And look, Nunes, goal and assist when you come on, you can't ask for much more. I mean, a winner would have been nice, but you know what I mean?
But I mean, the thing is, you came close twice in the end. Carvalho had that shot to win over the bar, the one you tried to get over the top of. They're worldies. And the Henderson one would have been
a worldie.
They're worldie goals. But in all truth, mate, the way I looked at that,
we didn't deserve a win.
No, we didn't. But the way I look at that going forward, the positives out of that is you look at how Nunes reacts to when balls are crossed in. And you just know that going through the season, he's going to score goals. He's going to score plenty. But I don't know how long the argument can be sustained by Klopp that we're done in the transfer window. I don't know how long that argument is sustainable.
No, he did give himself the caveat, though, didn't he? Which was, unless someone leaves, or unless we get a serious injury, we're done. Well, to be honest, Canate's out for a while now. I don't see us buying a centre-back. But you are going, like, I think it's eight lads out now. Eight or nine lads are out injured. Now, admittedly, I think Cater's back.
There's only two of them are serious. There's only two of them that we know of so far are serious. We don't know anything about
which is Canate and Chamberlain.
And
you kind of hope that the Thiago one's a niggle, because we've seen Milner do this a few times. Sit down saying, that's my hamstring, and he starts the next week. You know, sometimes if you catch them early, I don't think it is, but sometimes if you catch them early, you catch them before they go to a full pull or a tear. So Canate should, I mean, look, I think Keita and Simakas are back next week, which helps. I think Jota might be back for United or just the game after. So I think when we get into September, we might be looking at just three out, but still, we'd like one more. Now, the question is it a midfielder? Maybe. Or the other option is, is it another wide forward and you go to a two midfield, which again takes the pressure off the midfield because you need two lads then. So you're rotating six lads in two positions. I think it's a midfielder personally.
Yeah, I'm either or now because you saw the difference that a Darwin Nunes can make off the bench. Having a striker, Benjamin Sesko type striker, you know, 19, 20 years of age to make impacts and develop wouldn't be the worst idea in the world.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I know they're talking big money for him, but look,
who's that? Who's that, sorry?
Benjamin Sesko, the kid from Salzburg.
Oh, the one who scored past us. Yeah, he looked interesting.
And there's definitely players out there that you'd take a punt on. I don't think that we can ignore the fact that this window is open until for the rest of this month, and performances like that today. I think you were saying to me before we came on. Is there a complacency?
Arse of Life's in the chat. Nice win. Yeah. Oh, thanks, mate. We'll enjoy it when you're in the conference next season. Don't worry.
Yeah. It is what it is. It's a 2-2 draw, opening day of the season. Not many positives to take out of that, apart from Darwin Núñez. Amount of work to do.
What would you do for Palace?
I'd start Núñez. After watching Palace last night, I'd be starting Núñez, and I'd start in a two. Somehow, some way, shape, or form.
Play Henderson, Fabinho's a two.
Elliot, Salah, Carvalho. Elliot, Salah, Diaz, and Núñez as a four, and give Harvey Elliott that free role behind the striker.
Yeah. I think so. I think centre back wise, I think they'll be the two main centre. I think we'll stick with that. Fullbacks, I would assume they would stay the same because Simakas probably needs to get at least another week or so of training. But I suppose the good thing now is if he was fit today, he'd have been quite a good one to throw on for the last 15 minutes. Just a different type of option.
Yeah.
The downside for me though
is the fact that we got to wait until next Monday night. This is the kind of weak result that you wish there was a game Wednesday that they could just knock this out of their system. And it's just gives them time to stew, gives them time to work and get their sharpness back up. But
come here from Patio.
It's not right.
It's hard to draw a line under Ox and Cater, and I'll say get rid of them. I'm not reading what you've actually put. And bring in a decent quality midfield. Neither offer what we warrant and should have been done last year. I think the auction done a little while ago. There's a key thing that people are missing is someone has to want to buy them, and nobody wants to buy Ox. I think they'll have to take him on a free because then there's a lower risk. People don't want to buy him. Yeah. It's not like Liverpool are turning down £5 million bids for a Chamberlain. No one's asking for him. No one cares. No one wants him. So that's one.
I'm just seeing some of the comments here. Gary Mack saying there. And they'd still start Henderson after that. Well, I'd start Henderson on today's performance. I'd start Henderson over Fabinho in the six, no bother at all. Fabinho was absolute dogs today. Mark A, Chris and Kev, what on earth happened? Missed the game. Bobby and Hendo don't deserve to start. Again, Mark, watch the highlights.
But Bobby was
Henderson was the best of the three.
If nice was Wayne Mark, didn't watch the game, what happened? And then you slag off two players. Do you know what I mean? That's where I'm like, if you haven't watched the game, don't slag off two players until you've watched the game. Bobby wasn't great, to be honest, and I'll openly admit that. But again, watch the game, because when you watch it, the crowd favourite, Matip, Van Dijk, Thiago, Fabinho, Mo for the first 60 minutes were non-existent. Trent and Robbo weren't great. You know, Alisson, to be fair, I don't think he could do much of either goal, to be honest. But other than that, he didn't have a lot to do, so I can't really blame someone for doing much. But again, stop calling out players when you haven't watched the game. Go and watch the game and then have a look. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
If you watch the game critically and not with preconceived agendas like some people have, you'll see that Thiago was toothless. You'll see that Fabinho was just as poor a performance as I've ever seen for him. Henderson wasn't much better.
He did improve us
when he moved into the six. And Bejan made the point there that he's the backup six. He is long term. Throughout the season, you'll see Harvey Elliott hopefully take on that role as being your starting number eight. And once he does that, Henderson and Fabinho will rotate at number six position. Well, in this case,
Mark Egg's not happy with me saying Hendo was great in the six, just too much management on Obey. I knew that before the game, Chris. Well, you may have known that before the game, but I bet you weren't saying that when that same midfield was running over City in the Charity Shield. And yes, I know the Charity Shield's friendly. It was not played as a friendly because of the intensity of the game. So I can fire back games when Henderson does do that. So, you know, it's all about horses for courses.
Make no mistake. When I'm talking about the midfield three today, Henderson was the best of a bad lot.
Yeah. That's my point.
And that's not a much of a yardstick. He's no more than a 5 out of 10. He really isn't. You know,
just that the other two were probably threes.
The other two were just that much worse that he was the better of the three. But saying that, the three of them, the intensity game that you'd expect wasn't there.
That midfield was run over when we played them at the Etihad, Chris. If they were, how come City couldn't beat it then? City still haven't beat that. And also, just to correct, Thiago, I don't think Thiago's only played one game at the Etihad so far. So, you know, we get the frustration.
Trust me,
but let's not go overboard with the he's shit. I knew he was shit. I knew before the game this was going to be crap. Because let's be honest, before the game, nobody was thinking this. Before the game, we all expect Liverpool to win. Because you should do. If Liverpool are transferred a title, you expect to beat Fulham away.
There's no excuses for that today. That 11 that started today, bar Alisson, is the same 11 that went out and got a 3-1 and a deserved win over City and also got within a shave of a quad last year. That is the bulk of your midfield.
Yeah.
Are they a bit older? Yeah. They haven't fallen off the edge of a cliff in the space of 6 weeks.
So, just to be clear, mate, it's not that I don't want to hear negative talk. I want to hear constructive talk. I hear the same comments all the time of he's shit. Buy him. It's not constructive. Oh, he's in decline. My argument is, you could criticise Henderson for not playing well, and me and Kev have both just said he didn't play for her. But what we're saying is, a lot of the fan favourites, and I've named them, were much worse, and everyone's keeping quiet on them. So have it both ways. If you don't like it, that's my opinion. I don't care. I mean, you've deleted your comment now, which is ironic. Because you obviously don't like being challenged on it.
I'd say in the first half as well, Mo Salah was completely anonymous. You know, that was the quietest I've seen Mo for a long time.
He barely had a touch over, but that
just goes to show how disjointed the performance was. Where the forwards, the midfield, and the back four, it was almost like you're watching players in Liverpool shirt who were just going out on the pitch for the first time together. It was that disjointed. It did not reflect anything that we're used to seeing. I get the frustration. I do.
We just don't want to go, but Jess Hutchinson's report, it's one bad game, everyone needs to chill. Midfield had a poor game, first game of the season, and New Stand Fulham were well up for it. And the thing is, though, the Fulham up for it is, to me, not an excuse because we've played the champions of the championship 4 years running in the opening game of the season. You know, that was a lot closer to the 4-3 Leeds performance. And so even the 4-3 Leeds performance, we were much better.
Yeah.
Both Norwich was we were better in, but Norwich are a terrible side. So I'm not having the, they'll be up for it. Well, you know that before the game. So you just have to...
Yeah, it was almost like a lack of professionalism from us.
I think so. I think which you wouldn't normally shout at Liverpool, but you've got to call it out.
That's one thing that really boiled me was the fact that we were so standoffish. And you can understand if a side's going long, you're not going to be able to get a press on. But you don't let them play through you like the way we were played through at times. And credit, you got to take your hat off to Fulham when they broke.
They broke
really well. And the possession that we had, I think we had something like 72% possession in the first half. But the majority of the possession that we had was in our own final third. Because we didn't have options.
There's a new one now. Henderson's been on the climb for a while. It's that Klopp has his so-called favourites, whether it's Firmino, Milner or Henderson. Ironically, I love how you called Milner out, who actually was a positive influence. You know, Fabinho's, if you've got a favourite line, Van Dijk, Matip, Fabinho are Klopp favourites because he starts them all the time. And all three of them were poor today. you know.
Yeah, it's one of those. Look, I mean, there's no one. The only one who can come off that pitch today saying, "Yeah, I did my part," is Darwin Núñez. You know, Alisson had fuck all to do. I thought everyone else.
I would say the four subs, all four of us up to could actually say we either did on Núñez's case, I did my job, or in the case of Elliot, Carvalho and Milner, I improved the shit show that was there.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say. Alisson, like I said, you can't blame Alisson in the sense of you can nitpick whether she get the first goal. Penalties are if you get them, you get them, you know. But he had nothing else to do. But the back four weren't great. The starting midfield weren't great. Salah was quiet for 60 minutes. Yeah. Diaz, I think apart from a couple of shots, was pretty non-existent.
The other thing I wanted to say as well, guys in the comments, listen, we normally have a screen in front of us that have all of your comments coming up on our laptop.
Yeah, we don't know why
at the minute. They're not coming up, so we're literally just going up, looking up and down, looking at our phones to try to
just
read your comments and read out what we can. Andy Ochoa, Chris, stop fighting with the comments.
I'm replying to a comment. If you don't, you know, I can't.
That's blasphemy, buddy.
Yeah, if I don't agree with a comment, I'll say I don't agree with it. And I'll be honest, I've been on this channel now for 3 years, so people know if I don't agree, I'll say I don't agree. Doesn't mean I'm right. It's my opinion. Like, it's your opinion. And if people have a constructive discourse with me and they disagree, sound good. But I just, if I don't agree,
Mark Cavanagh saying poor Diaz. Anytime he scores, someone's offside. Yeah, do you know what? When he was lively, he was lively. But whether it was a case he emptied the tank or whatever, I don't know.
The thing I found weird, I mean, it's one of the few times Steve McManaman makes a good point is Tete got booked quite early. I don't know why we weren't trying to overload the left-hand side. Because then one of two things, either he fouls you again and gets sent off, or he backs off you, which will create a space for
I'll ask you this one here. Dean Regan asks, Fabinho needs competition. He's becoming complacent now. Is that fair? I think it is, actually. I don't know if he's becoming complacent because everyone is capable of having the odd bad game
I said a few times last year, and I know it's not a popular opinion, is if you look at quite a few of the draws we had last year, a lot of them coincided with Fabinho having a bit of a stinker. I think that's how key is to how Liverpool play is. A bit like how Rodri's key to how City play. I think if Fabinho's off it, it changed the way Liverpool tick. And I think Liverpool become a bit more risk adverse when Fabinho's off it. And today he was poor. He was poor. I actually, like we both said, we looked better when Fabinho went off the pitch, which, let's be fair, is not something we'd say very often because Fabinho's a very, very good player. Just he was off it. Is it complacency? Is it a bit of poor form? We'll see as the game goes.
As the season evolves, we'll see, because it's the one thing with Fabinho. Fabinho improves with a run of games. You know, he's one of these players that momentum matters to him. We've often seen it when he comes back from injury that it takes a game or two just to get into his stride. But going forward, I just want to see Darwin start in games and play into his strengths, because we've got the wide players to do it.
I mean, so. Anto Chill's put Fabinho's becoming a dad in the coming months. Maybe it's impacted his performance. Could be. You don't know, do you?
I do.
I'd expect it's impacting more probably after the baby is born, because, you know, first few months of a newborn baby.
I'm sorry, not having that one.
Yeah, me and Kevin.
I've been there 6 times. It doesn't affect you going to work. It really doesn't. You go to work for a rest.
Yeah, when they're born, it affects you more because you don't get any sleep then. That's when it affects you more.
I mean, today wasn't the best. It was one of those, just one of... Hopefully, it's just that one bad performance and we can get back on a run. It'd be good to get them back in front of a crowd at Anfield and just get this season started with 3 points against Palace. And after watching Palace last night, that won't be an easy game. So they've got the week to put themselves in the right mindset. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, Anfield will help them get there for that.
Listen, there's 37 games to go. And I think, except now, that's... 20 games unbeaten in 2022 for Liverpool. So, you know, it is one bad result it's a poor result. And it, look, I'm not going to go away from it. It's a poor result, but it's still in the first game of the season. So let's see where we are. Yeah. I always say, I tend to look at where you are in 10 games time, where you are at Christmas, and where you are in March. That's kind of the gauge of how, that's normally a pretty good gauge of how well you're going to be. Fingers crossed, we're going to win the next nine. And tomorrow's, I'll live with a draw at full, to be honest. But you
know, we'll at the moment, it's still raw.
It's still raw, and that's the problem with coming straight on after the game. It is hard not wrong. To let your emotions get away with you a little bit. And look, it's just the way it is. But look, it's all fun. It's all opinions. And look, we'll be back when we, is it next Monday?
Tomorrow night, Fatback 4.
That'll be fun for you. That's it. So it's you, yeah. Emmett, and Shawnee. And Keith. It's awful, Keith as well.
No, well, me, Emmett, and Sean anyway, and plus one. I don't know if Keith's about. If not, someone will be. It's so, Monday night. You got the winners and losers.
We've got a viewer show this week. We've got our show on Friday.
Yeah.
So just keep an eye. Just keep an eye out on socials, and we'll let you know when stuff's going live. But listen, we'll leave it there. We've been on 45 minutes, so to be honest, I think that's
One quick mention. Bobby's Wish to Walk, the link is in the description. You guys know what to do. If you can like it, if you can share it around your socials, great. If you can donate, even better. But look, is what it is. 2-2 draw away to Fulham. Not the best. Yeah. Could have been a lot worse.
Could have been a lot worse. Probably should have been a lot worse the way we played. Yeah. So listen, we move on. Palace in, was it 9 days' time? Mm. Palace at home, full Anfield, Monday night. Fingers crossed, let's just plough on, and fingers crossed Liverpool just get it right next time. Until then, guys, cheers for your comments. Hopefully next show we'll have comments up. I'll try and work out where it's gone wrong. And then we'll speak to you guys soon. Speak to you later.
Try that.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.